A man charged with murdering a woman and wounding her boyfriend pleads guilty but mentally ill. On June 28, 2020, David Aaron Turner killed Clara Renee Ashworth at her Crump Road home. Turner wounded his cousin David Bagley. He attempted to shoot another person in the home, Donna Mills. Judge Scott Smith and District Attorney Samir Patel accepted the findings of a psychologist. Turner was found mentally ill but still able to assist his attorney with the case. Turner received a life sentence with the possibility of parole. He will receive evaluations and treatment while incarcerated. Turner and his attorney Mitch Scandalakis appeared before Judge Scott Smith Tuesday. Turner pleaded guilty to aggravated assault with a gun, aggravated battery, and murder but mentally ill. Clara Ashworth was found in the home deceased from gunshot wounds to the face and abdomen. Another person in the home, Donna Mills, ran to a bedroom and hid behind a bed. She screamed for Turner to stop shooting and call 911. According to reports, Mills said that Turner said, "Shut the blank up, Aunt Donna," end quote, and continued shooting. District Attorney Samir Patel said Mills has since died of an ailment unrelated to the shooting. A neighbor captured video of Turner's vehicle fleeing the scene. He was captured by police and taken to jail. Ashworth's sister, Toni Ashworth Tucker, read from a statement during the hearing. She said, quote, "Renee was not offered a dignified death, but instead faced an execution. While Renee was no stranger to trouble, nothing she ever did could have warranted this action. I want you to know that I'll be at your parole hearings. I know that when you look at me, you'll be looking at Renee. I hope that justice is served cold and hard, because that's the way my sister had to die, and you deserve no less," end quote. Following the hearing, Tucker told WBHF they were just happy that justice was served. Defense attorney Scandalakis blamed many of Tucker's issues with mental illness on childhood trauma and post-traumatic stress.
He's a victim, too. He had a very abusive childhood. He elected to serve his country and just saw terrible things when he was in Iraq. He saw the bodies of children strewn about. He was assailed with gunfire, and at one point he even took a hit in a vehicle he was riding in. And he saw a lot of things that normal Americans would not ever see in their lifetimes. And unfortunately, it altered his life.
He said Turner thought his cousin was out to get him.
So when he also suffered the loss of his brother and his mother, each of those events triggered further PTSD, and he got it in his mind that his cousin was behind all of these things, really in an effort to take his property from him that he thought was his, but then he believed that they were going after him in his safety. And at some point he couldn't cope with it and lost it, which led to this unfortunate, tragic event.
During the hearing, Turner turned to the audience and apologized to Tucker and members of Ashworth's family. He said, quote, "I grew up with Renee, and everyone called her Nene, and she had a great smile. Nothing I can say or do will bring her back. I never had any ill will against her. I'm not crazy. I know that attempts have been made on my life. I know what I know, and I've seen what I've seen. I'm sorry for the hurt. I don't remember all of it. I remember Charles getting the gun and me putting down suppressive fire. After that, I don't remember much." Now, Scandalakis said this could have been avoided because Turner made a call to 911 prior to the shootings. We'll have that comment. Also, opinion from Scandalakis and Judge Smith about the prevalence of violence in our society.